Street Talk, Street God, Street Flaws.
Goodness.
Some cashmere thoughts.
Real men wear cashmere. All cashmere earthing. EK off that merino wools. No more merino wools, only cashmere. I think cashmere is actually better, quote, quote, better than merino wool. Is my thoughts. And I done designed it and made it myself. Hand stitched by my mom's and also linen ajuma. So yeah, it's good. Oh, if you want to get on the waiting list for the EK's clothings, just sign up for the EK newsletter. Just Google Air Kim newsletter. Okay, so some more thoughts. How's about like nudes, nudity? I was randomly driving on the freeway and we're local, and I see a dude with like riding a motorcycle with a black helmet, and then it had like a written in white text like send nudes to at blah 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 blahs. And I'm like, oh yeah, I guess like if you're a rapper with Instagram or whatever, people will direct message you. It looks like finally this Orama Mineral Frame's open. Looks pretty cool, but still good to be out in the elements. What is it? I guess if you're a rapper, if you're like Migos or whatever, it's like, yeah, I'm sure there's like a bunch of random girls on Instagram sending you nudes and whatever. But also the issue is nowadays with the internet, right? Like, let's say he's a troll. Like, it'd be so easy for me, like, let's say if I wanted this, right? So easy for me to fake pretend being a girl and downloading random pictures on like Reddit NSFW or Reddit Girls Gone Wild, or even using ChatGPT to make some fake AI bots, fake images, and sending them over, doing deepfakes or whatever, right? So A, just don't trust nothing on the interwebs. I actually have a funny story. So one of my best friends in like kind of middle school, early high school, Aaron. So we were really into this game called Gunbound. Imagine like Worms, like kind of like, was it Korean? I don't know. But anyways, you're the physics shooting, you have a little tanks and you get all these legendary items. And then there's like this like legendary chief's hat and golden meat, like these items which are really expensive in the game, which required you to grind like super crazy. There's a gifting part in the game. And my friend is so smart and funny. He posed as a girl. He created a female avatar, would just like randomly fake flirt with the guys in the game, get them to gift them the armor, and then he would just like peace out. Yeah, Apple, good job doing the swapping out the imagery. My general thought is we disdain the old, so no same image twice seems like a good idea. Also some thoughts. I just looked at a $3 million home yesterday, and like it's funny because like my general thoughts are it's all right, like it's okay. I also have a simple heuristic in life. If they call it luxury or they brand it luxury, it ain't real luxury. Oh yeah, look at that. 877-777-777-87 Washington Boulevard. Oh yes, Erkim the house. All right. Yeah, I mean, I looked at the house and I was like, all right, right? And the problem is, what's the problem? It's five bath, and they're like, who's finna clean all those? Like, we right now only have two bed, one bath, and I'm already like spending a small lifetime cleaning the bathroom. And then people are like, oh yeah, if you're rich enough, you just hire helpers or cleaners or nannies or maids or whatever. I'm like, the best lifestyle is you don't have to hire a manager, no, but because you still gotta control payroll. It's like, have I done paid the cleaners yet? And also, like, one thing I don't like about having a cleaner is them like you always had to wait for them to show up. And they're actually low key. This is facts.
Wait.
Is
wait.
Like, I mean. Not always, right? But like, often I've heard stories of like cleaners stealing your shit. Like even my my friend Tim, he was saying when he was living abroad, like super long time, 21, like Bolivia or something. I forget where he was, in Colombia. And then like the housemaid, you know, super nice lady, whatever, was actually low key like taking money or stuff from his drawers and stuff like that. So I mean, just like having the stress and the annoyance or the thought in the back of your head is like, are they stealing my shit? And then not only that, but one of the downsides is just the additional thought, like, do I want my personal let's say you have like a bill with your social security number and it's just out there, right? Like obviously it's like it'll take you a trillion years to find somebody you trust, but even if you trust them, like, can you really trust? Or even another thing that's just annoying, let's say your cleaners already did you do anything and then like you have a little scuffle with your spouse or whatever, like ain't nobody want to do that and then get dirt on you. And also, yeah, the biggest thing that's annoying is you gotta clean up, you gotta wait, you gotta kind of fake clean up. And not only that, but cleaning your own place is not that hard, right? Like it just takes like a few seconds. Just like, and then also the problem, like we also had a kind of like a live-in maid-ish situation in Vietnam. It's like, it's, oh, don't worry, just keep your dirty dishes here, I'll do the dishes for you, right? But then like during the day while we're there, we just let the dirty dishes pile up. And I'm like, aesthetically, I just like, she's like, you want to wait for the other person to do it? And so actually, ironically, I would prefer, even if it's all trillionaires, it's like, you don't want nannies taking care of your kid. Like, I actually see this a lot in Beverly Hills, other places, right? You know, you're like a little kid, like, you know, blonde, blue eyes, or, you know, like some sort of like, you know, like Latina nanny taking care of the kids. And I'm like, I think this is one of the downsides of, kind of like notions of, I guess, capitalism, where it's like, okay, the dad's gonna go out and make a bunch of money, and then he has kids. And then, good morning. He's like, he has a bunch of kids. And then, you know, then he's just gonna make a bunch of money and then hire an army of nannies to raise his kids. But then like, I'm like, it's like, no, it's like, that's not the goal. It's like, do you have pride in your kid? Like, I don't know, maybe I'm the only dad, but, you know, having son, right? Is what, 2 years, how old is he, 2 years 9 months old now? Yeah, like he is by far my pride and glory. I'm like, I'm gonna have someone else train him, raise him. I'm like, no, like your kid is creating the image of you, and as a consequence, like, why would you like have somebody else raise your kid if you had the option? It's like, it's kind of one of those weird things that we seek some sort of virtuosity through making money, right? But yeah, you don't. And also, like, I have a theory too. I have a thought. If you have a son, right? Let's say your first kid is a son, consider yourself blessed. It's all upside from there. Is like, I think, like, typically it's women that raise the boys and the young boys and the men, right? Even in ancient Sparta, I think it's the women that raise the children. But then once the child turns 7, and then he was sent to the, well, Lyceum or something like that, and then the kids were taught hand-to-hand combat. Just watch the movie 300, the scene where King Leonidas as a boy depiction is taken away from his mom. And like, actually, it's pretty true to real life, and I just love it because I think one thing I discovered about myself, I don't know if it's just me or human nature, like, I'm actually not that good at visualizing things. And that's where, like, I loved images, pictures, picture books growing up. You know, people talk about imagination. I mean, like, yeah, imagination's great, but like, I like to put a face behind things. So watching the movie 300 was like phenomenal, because like, I've never done seeing dudes look so like insanely jacked and impressive. I mean, granted, they're all probably on steroids anyways, but at least we get the imagery. Another pro tip, use ChatGPT, DALL-E 3. It's just like, is like, depict a muscular Spartan stoic, right? And you get a cool image, right? And then try this like 7 or 8 times. I call this the Air Kim iteration strategy. Just keep saying more muscular, more muscular, more muscular. Do it like 20 times until you reach a limit where it's just like plain grotesque. And I think that's a good way to think about just like physique. And so I think one thing that philosophers don't understand is that ChatGPT, DALL-E, DALL-E 3 may be the ultimate philosophical creative ideation slash tool. I'm gonna do some AI workshops. I think it's just super interesting to me. Get a bunch of kids to do it. Even Kit Ascend's making his own school buses, like a flying cement mixer purple in the air. Like, this is gonna disrupt the children's book industry. Just get kids to create their own artworks.
Create your own media.
And even with beautiful women, right? So like everyone wants like a beautiful woman. So this is also another thing that's I've discovered about modern day societies. Women are just marketed as these products which could be purchased. Either you have a bunch of monies, you have a Ferrari, Lambo, whatever. It's like the goal is to sleep. It's like it's kind of this weird thing where you okay, so I mean I'm gonna speak from the male perspective, right?
Can't speak from the female
because I'm not a woman. So the weird goal is like as a man, right, you try to make a bunch of money and stuff like that, and or make a bunch of money, get a career, financial stability. Hopefully you want to look handsome and groom yourself, get yourself a nice car, look like a rich guy, maybe go to the gym, work out a little bit, maybe get a tan, own a yacht, I don't know, whatevs. And then like you want to get a babe, like hot babes. So then is the visual, it's like, what do you want? 75 hot babes, 75 beautiful women
to be your essentially your
sex bots whenever you want on tap? Is that the goal? Like, just want to have all these beautiful women wherever you could just like sleep with them, and then you get them to do whatever acts upon you, and then just maximize your pleasures
while smoking weed, doing drugs, drinking alcohols, whatever.
Seems like not a good life
strategy to me. My personal thought,
and I was thinking about
just like, and this is where the internet's so bad, where it's like,
what was it? It's just like, oh, I have another pro tip.
If you're gonna watch the Prawn, PR0N,
don't do it with Google Incognito on, don't do it in private browsing, just
do it out in the open. Like, never look at Prawn, you wouldn't be comfortable,
like, your kid or your wife or somebody or the general public to know. Because A, sooner or later they're gonna find out. Maybe it might be accident, whatever. And B, it's just kind of like a moralistic ethical thing, is that like I think a lot of people do things in private that they otherwise wouldn't want other people to know publicly.
And you know, issues with privacy, it is true.
So like, if you know you're being monitored, you're not gonna be Googling certain things that you're not comfortable with other people knowing. However, on the contrary, yeah, my generalized thought is perhaps that's where the law of the internet privacy thing is that like we don't want other people to know what we're looking for and searching. I mean, my personal annoyance, I don't really care about privacy so much. To me, it's more about like annoying advertising. Oh, I had a thought this morning. I think Google is the bad guy. I think all this news and hate and da-da-da-da's, I mean, honestly, it's probably Google and advertisers who are to blame, because like fucking whenever I'm Googling something, the top news like, okay, so another bad sneaky thing that Google's trying to do, I mean, I already know it because I'm a blogger. Essentially what they do is, you know, Google AdSense, those little annoying ads that people have. Even I think Google is trying to use Chrome to block ad blockers and block YouTube. I'm kind of transitioning. I mean, like, I've been using Google Maps ever since I was like 21 years old, almost like 14 years. I'm actually starting to use Apple Maps, even though it's a far inferior product, because it's not like putting ads on you. Like, you know, when you're on Google Maps now, the ads are like those little squares. Now when I'm driving somewhere randomly, it's be like Sephora or Burger King or Carl's Jr. I'm like, man, it's just like, what Google's trying to do, they're just trying to sneak more ads.
I mean, I get it, right? Like, Google Maps, the amount of upfront work they did
and cataloged everything is pretty phenomenal. Yeah, I mean, just from a pure user perspective, I hate ads. I mean, like, I don't think anyone asks, please give me more advertisements to my life. Right? Think about it. If you had an option, would you have ads or would you not have ads? Obviously not. Also, just ask a Google engineer. If you work at, okay, think about it this way. All right, guys, you work at Google's, right? You use Chrome, whatever, right? Either on your work laptop or at home, do you use ad blockers? Do you use YouTube ad blockers? Good question. Also, another fun thing to do is ask a Facebook engineer. A lot of them not, actually, because
a lot of tech, honestly, they're the new drug dealers. Even I was thinking about it.
What? Antifa action ain't no more fascist. Donald Trump not in office no more. I think a lot of people are super annoying. I mean, like, I was raised in the Bay Area, super liberal. But even, like, I'm starting to get annoyed by all these, like, hippies. Yeah, I don't like the hippies. They're so annoying.
And ultimately, to me, people ain't good people or bad people.
They're just annoying people and not annoying people. Oh, so the thought is people who's nude did it, right? Once you actually see people in the nude, right? They actually become less interesting. And actually that's where dresses, revealing dresses, fun thing you can do with ChatGPT, DALL-E, DALL-E 3 is, you know, to say, design me or help me visualize a beautiful Korean woman at the Met Gala. And then it'll obviously give her a big bosom and a more of a revealing dress. Because, like, actually what you want to do is you want to, like, look super interesting and revealing and beautiful. But then if you give somebody to be super butt naked, a lot of people butt naked actually don't look that attractive. Like, even if you see Kim K, you know, butt naked, look at the nudes, it's like, it's actually kind of unimpressive. It actually looks kind of weird and a little bit grotesque. It's not fun. And also there's these weird conspiracy theories. I mean, I'm not going to talk about conspiracy theories, but I mean, yeah, I think it's a little bit unfortunate that I mean, women are just marketed as a chick. Why is a guy gonna buy a Lambo or a Ferrari? Because he thinks I pick up chicks and not there to, like, impress other dudes. Like, he's going to be a beautiful woman. You got a beautiful woman, your child, you're married. Then what?